USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hours after he rolls it out in a video posted online, former Vice President and Democratic White House frontrunner Joe Biden explains his health care plan, which he says would restore cuts made to Obamacare and provide a public option.
If you like your health care plan, your employer-based plan, you can keep it. If, in fact, you have private insurance, you can keep it. If you have no insurance at all, you are in the exchange, or, in fact, you can buy into the Medicare-like exchange. That is the add-on to Obamacare.
Biden speaking there in Iowa. 50 years ago today, the Apollo 11 mission launched, bound for the moon. The surviving crew members will be reuniting today at the Kennedy Space Center. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
Limo and Doug.
Limo, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, thanks, Limo, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The U.S. House will vote today on a resolution condemning President Trump's tweets targeting four congresswomen of color. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
But do you think the tweets were racist?
Not at all.
President Trump at an event at the White House celebrating products made here in America, reiterating to reporters what he says on Twitter about the four progressive congresswomen, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. They can go back to the countries they came from if they don't like it here.
How are they not right? Congresswomen are not American.
Somebody has a problem with our country. If somebody doesn't want to be in our country, they should leave. That's all.
Then the four holding a news conference on Capitol Hill, calling on President Trump to be impeached. Here's AOC.
We'll stay focused on our agenda, and we won't get caught slipping, because all of this is a distraction. It's a distraction from what's most important and from our core values as American citizens.
USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The Air Force out with a warning about Area 51 in Nevada. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
The warning is pretty simple. Do not try to storm Area 51 in Nevada. The warning's been issued because hundreds of thousands of people have signed up for a Facebook group that's proposed everyone rush that top-secret military base in the desert this September to try to unlock its alien secrets. Joke or not, the Air Force says it's serious when it says don't try it. A spokesman saying the base is an active training range for the Air Force and it will protect America and its assets if it's threatened.
The pressure is on for a debt limit deal to be reached. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is urging Congress to raise the debt ceiling before the government runs out of money.
I can't raise the debt ceiling. It's Congress's job to raise the debt ceiling. What I have said, and you know, given the importance of this, we run multiple scenarios of how we predict the government's cash flow.
Mnuchin on why raising the debt ceiling is such a big deal.
The debt ceiling has to be raised. One of our scenarios triggers a problem the first week of September before they get back. So I have urged Congress to raise it before they leave.
If the debt ceiling is not raised, the government will likely run out of money in September. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.